You're listening to SBS News.
It takes a village to raise a child, an African proverb that represents a meaning that an entire community of people must provide for and interact positively with children, for those children to experience and grow in a safe and healthy environment. The Community Fathering Program aims to do just that by promoting and creating a strong community for fathers to learn from one another, share and feel supported for their benefit and for their child or children. A number of anonymous dads share their positive thoughts and experiences since being associated with the program.
I thought I was the only single dad in this situation, but by being involved in the program, I realised I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only bloke going through these challenges.
Since my wife passed away, it's been tough. Being involved in the community fathering program has helped me make better lifestyle choices, which means I am more present as a father.
It's great during and in the post-COVID recovery to reconnect, offer consistent support to fathers and father figures, including teen dads, new dads, single dads and granddads.
The Fathering Project is launching its community fathering program in the Illawarra region, but it has more national ambitions. It has launched a 10-year vision to build an engaged community of improved fathering practices across Australia. National CEO of the Fathering Project, Kathy Gapayar, says the program aims to reach 4.6 million dads and 4.8 million children.
We started from humble beginnings with Dr. Bruce Robinson when he researched and recognised the need for effective fathering here in Australia. And what started as a grassroots program in WA is now a movement around Australia. So we're building community, we're supporting awareness and education and helping dads be the best dads they can be, because there's a lot of structures and resources available for mums in our society, but not much available for dads. So we're a very father-inclusive practice, and our work has been known to reduce domestic violence as well.
Founded in 2013 by Professor Bruce Robinson, the Fathering Project has since expanded operations to New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. The most recent campaigns launched community fathering program setups in New South Wales's Illawarra and southwest Sydney regions, as well as Armidale and the Cockburn Corridor in Perth. The program seeks to engage and connect dads who need or seek more support in their fathering journey for themselves and for their children. John Caffellan stumbled upon the program in Perth, spotting a barbecue at his kids' school while picking them up one afternoon. Mr. Gilfellan is a single dad and father of two, to 8-year-old Ted and 6-year-old Alfie.
I've come from kind of an abusive relationship. My kid's mum left about 2 years ago. It's been a very difficult situation dealing with kind of the fact that she's left. And also kind of dealing with the fact that I went through almost 10 years of abuse and being put down and all of that. And then suddenly I'm a single dad with two boys and everything is kind of questioning, you know, are you doing the right thing with them? And, you know, and all the situations and all of that, especially being a dad.
The organisation offers dads like John the resources, tools, research and support to engage fathers through schools, corporates and community organisations and established groups. Ms. Gapayar says the project's program, resources and workshops help fathers adopt new skills and healthier, more positive parental attitudes.
The research shows that for men who use violence and abuse, it's recognised that becoming a better father is a motivation for change. So they see their partner that they may have used violence against as the mother of their child. And of course, the child is a witness to this as well. So once they see that connection, they it's a great motivation for change for them. And many of these fathers have poor parenting skills due to either lack of parenting experience, over-controlling behaviour, or they're just repeating cycles from the way they were fathered.
In a society where there are an abundance of mothers groups and mum support, it's often hard for fathers to get together to talk, whether it be for support, to talk about their day, family life, fears, stress, or even the joy and love for their children.
My kids are still at the age where when you go to birthday parties, the parents still hang around and stuff, and you're there with all these mums or chatting away and having the girl gossip, and you always feel on the outside a bit. So having that connection to just talk to other dads was really great, and you just learn that that's really important to have people around. Like, going it alone is very difficult to do it yourself. Don't be scared. Especially lots of men, you try and deal with things on their own. They try and keep things to themselves. But learning to kind of open up and just talk about everything, and even kind of where you do go wrong or the mistakes you make, just open up and just talk to people. And you learn a lot just to be honest and open.
The program seeks to provide a safe space. Ms. Gapiyar outlines several reasons and obstacles hindering fathers' ability to spend regular quality time with their children.
Our research actually tells us that dads on average only spend a few meaningful minutes a day with their child. This crisis of absence, whether they're disengaged, they're ill-equipped, or they're just busy, is one of the biggest social issues we're facing today in Australia. Because fatherhood has joys and challenges, of course, and you know it doesn't happen in isolation either. And we work currently with 600 schools in all states and territories in Australia. Aussie men generally have lots of mates, but they don't necessarily have a lot of people that they can sit and share joys and struggles with.
The Community Fathering Hub allows fathers to come and connect, have a bite to eat, and learn more about being a father and a role model. The Hub offers a range of different services, free of charge, as John Gefellin discovered.
So I went there and, it was just this great outlet to just talk to other dads and talk through the situations that you're in, and every dad is in a different situation, whether it be like mine, where it's, you know, single dads, or whether it be dads that are trying to be more involved with their kids or having issues with their kids or whatever the case may be, and everyone got to share and talk through things and just be supportive of each other, which was amazing.
There's something for children too, with dads and kids events being held in late August, involving fun activities, strengthening connection and making long-lasting memories. The Community Fathering Program focuses on fathers from all backgrounds, including diverse communities, Indigenous fathers, perinatal fathers, incarcerated fathers, and fathers with children with disability. The program also encourages diverse fathers to embrace cultural awareness and connections with their kids.
So half of all of us Australians, of course, or our parents were born overseas, and we speak over 300 languages. So we see a lot of fathers from multicultural and diverse backgrounds attend our events. In fact, we have some schools that we work with and some communities we work with where there are 40-plus languages spoken. So we often have translations or interpreters who interpret at our events, and we're continuing to expand those languages. We bring in the multicultural themes through all our activities, so at gatherings, sharing stories, cooking, the games they play, the music.
The Fathering Project aims to improve child development outcomes by inspiring and equipping fathers and father figures to effectively engage with their kids. Research shows fathers have a significant impact on the academic, social and emotional well-being of children and can have a long-lasting influence into their adult life. An effective and engaged father figure helps to reduce alcohol, tobacco and drug use, reduce suicide and self-harm, increase health outcomes, self-esteem and resilience, reduce bullying behaviours, increase social responsibility and social maturity, reduce engagement in unhealthy and risky behaviours, and increase student connectedness with school. Research also links parent engagement to the improvement of early literacy acquisition, school readiness and adjustment, cognitive development, motivation, attendance, retention and graduation. It also identified 98% of dads reported feeling more connected to other dads. 82% had more awareness of their impact on their child. 75% became more engaged in conversation with their children. 68% reported spending more time with their child as a result. For more information, head to www.thefatheringproject.org. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.